Blog Talk Radio.
Wait, I'm up next. I'm up. What up, sports fanatics? This your dude, Uncle Leroy Jr. And don't say the Jr. without saying the Leroy. I think I said that backwards, but hey, man, so I got a short show for you all today, but I had to calm down because whew, I'm telling you, this evening my gears were grinding, them horses were kicking because I knew about Uber Eats, but what the hell is an Uber Cuts? So they're delivering cuts to me or something? Like, what's going on with that? So I checked my credit card, and I'm seeing some Uber Eats for like $27. Okay, I didn't even notice that posted. So I'm calling about this. Then to come to find out, well, charges today. Then come to find out that they were charging me for Uber Cuts. So needless to say, I had to get the fraud department and get a new card. But, man. I'm an IT person. I'm big on security, IT security, credit card protection, you know, personal information protection. So to any listeners out there, make sure y'all keep y'all card information secure. And if you can't get with any bank that, you know, backs you, because I bank with Bank of America, and it's like 0%. Like, if I have a charge I disputed, they just credited my account like that. I was like, man, big ups to them. So be on the lookout. Monitor your transaction, because I was just taken aback. Like, Uber Eats? What the hell? I do Uber all the time. My Uber game is strong, but some kind of way Uber Eats got my card, and then Uber Cuts. I don't even know who the hell that is. But so that's enough for my rant. But I got the co-host today, Joe Hayes, in the house. So let's take a quick break while I get him on this show. Let me tone that down. You know what I'm saying? No need to make an introduction for you. Look, it's back in with like P&J, peanut butter, jelly, salt, and pepper. I got Joe Heasy in the house with me, Jeremy.
What's up, Camille? What's going on, man?
Oh, man. You know, just cooling back at it on the show once again. You know, how you been?
I'm good, man. I'm not gonna lie, I've been high and laying low, bro. That second place finish got me hurting, man. But you know what? I'm coming back strong. You know, I appreciate everybody once again on my behalf on participating in fantasy football, and I thank everybody who did the pick'ems. You know, I started up with this tourney pick'ems we're gonna talk about in a second. But look, man, I appreciate everything everybody's doing. Once again, let's keep it going, man. I want to thank you for sure for allowing me to be part of all this wonderfulness. You know.
Hey, you brought something to the table, man. You know, that's what people don't understand is like they won't eat, but they bring on they bring it. They must bring utensils. They just bring it mouth
and
hands.
Yeah, they bring the appetite. Yeah, they bring appetite.
Exactly.
You can at least bring some papers, some plastic forks or something, you know?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, you know, big ups to you, man, because you ran, you know, you took this brackets thing and ran with it. I'm like, I'm stoked, like, for real. You know, I watched you with the, with the pick'em, and that's why, like, you know what, this young fella got some. So, you know, I'm like, hey, you know what, let's bring him in the fold, and, you know, and we're going to make money, you know, make magic. So that's what we've been doing, you know, and like I say, this bracket has been fun. We got like 16. We got 16 members right now.
Yeah, we're 16. You know, I try never to cap anything unless you have to cap it, such as like fantasy football with a certain amount of teams. I put it open for everybody, and along with your help, you know, we did what we had to do to try to do it. And I know it's a last minute thing, but that's why we try to start a month earlier so we give nobody no type of excuses for your amount of time to put your picks in, which they give you roughly 4 to 5 days to put your picks in, because, you know, for us, our deadline was before the first game on Thursday. So you're already watching 4 games, the first
right.
4 in that they do nowadays, plus you got time to put your money in. So I don't want to say, you know, the excuse of I didn't have enough time. That's a lie. You know, we're giving you a month to sign up. The NCAA itself giving you 5 days from when the brackets come out to fill your bracket in and put your money in. So, you know, it's no excuses. We all adults. We all adults.
Right.
We do what we got to do, make it work. So, you know what? I've learned from you and experiences. No excuses are made. You in it to win it. You can't win unless you're in, you know?
Right. Right. And, you know, one thing that, you know, it just keeps getting bigger and better because, you know, last year, you know, we had one in the group that was just like 9 coaches, you know, where it wasn't much paid. But, you know, one thing that I like is, you know, commitment and, you know, and that's why we – make someone pay, you know, that's why there's a buy-in. It's like, okay, you're going to have fun, but you got to be committed because, you know, if you don't
exactly.
pay for anything, you're not committed, you know? So it's like, no,
exactly.
we're not trying to, you know, but it's all about fun. It's all about interaction. So like I said,
exactly.
we've been interacting. And talking about interaction, what is up with these upsets, man? This March Madness got me like
you know
tripping.
What? That's why they call it madness, man. It's madness is everywhere. You have to be able to do your homework. And you have to have some luck on your side. Once again, I personally
right.
believe that Rhode Island, you know, I wasn't a big believer in Oklahoma, throwing some facts out there. Whoever listening to the show, know I know what I be talking about, fantasy football, second place, you know. Man got lucky. Yeah, I'm throwing a side note in there. But Oklahoma, losers are like 9 straight. You think they're about to come in and be a 10th seed, which I honestly believe they shouldn't have been in. But you did your homework on Rhode Island, although they hit a lucky shot. They got into overtime to beat them. They still got in there to beat them. You do your homework
right.
with something like Arizona and Buffalo. Man, come on, man. We're couple. You know what? Honestly, thinking about it, the coach from Arizona was having a lot of trouble at the end of the year with all that paying to play for players. So if he's already in trouble, you should have known the team was in turmoil.
Oh,
I didn't get that pick right myself, which nobody in our group. Shout out. Oh, wait, I can't get thinking the name, but shout out to a bracket. Somebody had Arizona winning it all. They won't be winning the money this year. I'm sorry. Try again next year. But it's
you gotta have a drop for that. We don't. Like, after that one, you know.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Like, exactly. You know what? Shout out to my homie, man, Joe. Shout out, dude. You put Oklahoma going all the way, bro. Like you, we Joes, bro. We smarter than that. You gotta call me. We gotta talk. You can't do nothing like that. Trey Young.
Wait.
Too young.
So that's people.
Come
you bringing in thinking Oklahoma? What?
No, that Joe did. Joe didn't talk to him. You better talk to him. Joe did that, man. Joe put Oklahoma to go to the ship, man. I think he might have put him to win it also, but he got to do better, man. As representative for the Joes, he has to do better. But you know what? But back to all seriousness, it's fun, and it's, you know, you're going to have madness. You're going to have upsets. This is why they call it March Madness itself. So what you want to do is you want to make your picks. You want to do the things that you have to do. And from there – you gotta hope for a little bit of luck, you know. And I personally believe, talking about the whole ordeal, the first 32 games is what's most important. That's where you make your money at. And then you hope that the people that you have upset continue to upset and go deeper while you make your other picks. I'm telling you, this thing is going to be won by one or two picks, and it's going to be the way that you should have been able to just make that one extra pick the other way.
Ooh,
so it's all fun.
That's
why we, you know, it's madness, man. It's madness. And people think, you know, everybody going through yesterday was only supposedly one upset in terms of seeding, but then last night Arizona just blew the whole bracket up.
Man, for real, that's like a kidney shot. Like, that's either going to kill you or it's going to really hurt you. You know, like, that is crazy. Like, who's seen that? Like, Arizona? That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but then,
funny?
You know, if you like, sense it, you said, you're right. Go ahead.
You know, I was saying it was funny because everyone has their own strategy about picks. You know, my mother and I, we were complaining because she likes the players, and I care less about the players. I look at the system.
Yeah, true. The team, you're right? The system and the coaching.
Exactly. So in addition to the system, I got, you know, other little nuance or just different things that I like to choose. So with Arizona, my daughter, she did a college trip over there. So I was like, oh, you know what? At least win the first game. And they torpedoed my bracket. So I'm like, I'm really about to Twitter bash. You know, I'm really ready to Twitter bash there.
But everybody does that. I do it personally. That's what I do myself. When you look at the bracket, I pull out a blank bracket, and I look and I say, okay, these people are going to go for show. At least the first round. Arizona's my top three, top five team, man. Like, passing. It's because of the guy, I forgot, Ayton, I believe. He's the NBA front runner. So if he's the NBA front runner, he can carry them to the team. But at the end of the day, watching Pac-12 basketball, how trash it was this year, I didn't take that into consideration. And those guys didn't have no type of guard. So it's like, oh, come on, man, pay attention. But once again, you still give Arizona, being the powerhouse that they're supposed to be, you give them the benefit of doubt. So it's okay.
Right.
It's fine. Currently, as we stand, I'm number, and I hate to say it, I'm number six, but I can say that out loud because I'm going to get number one. I ain't worried about it. Everybody knows that already.
Yeah, you know, I'm not.
We know where the commission's gonna be at. But, you know, it's funny, you're gonna be too late. That's what you're gonna be, but it's all good though. All right, Trevor, we're gonna make it work. But shout out to everybody who's in it. And once again, you know, we're all adults. We're giving each other, we're giving everybody ample amount of time, and this, we're making everything fun. Just like fantasy football, we're doing it. We're doing it with the pick'ems for football. We're doing it for basketball, March Madness. You know, you just competitive.
Gotcha.
This is what we are, right?
Hey.
We out here.
Let me interject. So we out here. You hear me, baby? Like, you know, like you just laid, like you just said a lot. We got the fantasy football. We got the pickles. We got the Mars Madness. We got man. We just out here. I like that. Let's keep it pushing.
Yeah,
like
a partner's in a petri. We got everything, man. Whatever you want, pick, you got. putting a plug in for the commission. Look, we have any fantasy leagues, not necessarily just basketball, because we're not just football and or basketball fans. We are sport fans around here. So if people, and the only way you go know is if you learn. Shout out to the commission for having a fantasy baseball. I'm going to throw this another plug out there. Who's number one in basketball right now? I'll wait. You're going to leave that alone. But that's another thing. You got the fantasy baseball coming up. So shout out to my Astros going to win it again in the MLB. But I'm going to get in the fantasy baseball, and I think everybody else should, because you will never be able to be as good as you want to be unless you start somewhere. And why not start now? Why not start now? So It is what it is. We have things going on to keep people engaged. This is not just a fantasy football league. It's sports talks with friends. You know, we're here. We're communicating. You know, we're networking. We're just talking sports. What's wrong with making good money on the side, though? Although y'all not going to be able to beat me. Shout out to the commit. But it's fun. But, you know, we do need the participation, man. Like, you hear the podcast. You're in the group. Let's make it work, man. It's out there.
Right. Don't be no statue. You know what I'm saying? You know, when people walk by, people just looking at you, you know, waving at you, back. You know, it's interaction.
Yeah,
so it's all about networking, because one big thing, one mantra of mine, one motto I like to live, one of my biggest ideologies is that your network is your net worth. That's how it is. You know,
what
you don't have, if you got someone, if you can reach in a pool of someone and they have it, you Gucci. You know, so.
Yeah, true.
That's how it is. That's how Bill Clinton was in. He wasn't worth much, but that fool had people backing him.
It's all you need. Oh, exactly. That's all you need. And it's like, and the commissioner and I are bumping heads every week, man. Weekly, we're talking about this. And fun fact, we have two basketball leagues, one paid, one for free. We couldn't get everybody into it, so the free one is going. It's like, it's, I understand everybody's not about the money. And I totally understand that. You might not be, the next person might be, you never know. Everybody has their own thing, but we're doing things both ways. So if you are about it, get in it. If not, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with saying no, but not let's lead us people on, because if we're doing this competitively, you know, we're counting on you to do that. So, you know, your word is your bond, especially as a man. This is a man. You know that.
That's all you have. So, that's real tough.
Exactly.
That's real tough. You know, we just trying to short things up, you know, keep this thing, you know, keep things afloat. But, man, who is this dude, the Bracket Slayer? He's like 20 points. Like,
oh,
who is dude?
I'm sorry. You know what's funny? And I have to shout out, I forgot her name. Oh, the one in fantasy football. She's a lady, a good friend of mine, man. She's in football. She might even be in our football, fantasy football next year. She knows her stuff, no lie. She's a diehard La Tech grad. She's a fan. She's loyal. She knows what she's
talking
about.
I went to Louisiana Tech.
Oh, well, there you go. Look at that. Look at the connection. Look at that. This is your network is your network. You hear that, man? You see
exactly,
how
right.
Small, simple conversations connect people.
Stuff.
And look at that.
Right.
Look at that, man. This, the way God works. But, you know, she's a good sports head, and she knows what she's talking about, although I defeat her in many different aspects. You know, shout out to myself. But, yeah, I think she's up there, and she's making her picks. But, you know, I'm a scientist, man. I look at everything. Looking at her bracket, you know, she has a couple of busters. And if she gets the people that she believes is going forward, then she's going to win it. But if the people falter, she's going to falter right along with them. Okay, so no big deal.
But yeah, though. So yeah, you know, we got the Bracket Slayer. They're number one with 20 out of 100 and with 20 points. I got the Bracket Slayers bracket. That's 20 points, 20 correct.
Yeah.
We got Parker's Peerless brackets, aka.
Oh, man, I wonder who that is, man. I don't know. That man not gonna be at the end. I promise you.
We're in second place here with the 19. Got Kurt's Dragon Slayer bracket. I don't know who that is. 19 points. Pookie? I've been laughing at that.
Oh, man, I said Pookie, man. No, Pookie, man.
Oh.
Shout out to the commissioner calling people Pookie out here. That's that New Orleans in them, y'all. The New Orleans.
Hey, I was about to say, hey, I grabbed it from John McDonald. I'm grabbing my expectation for that thing.
Oh, Pookie.
I can't even pronounce this thing. What is Bria Coop?
Oh, whatever. I just call it, you know what? I just call it Big Money. That's all I call it, because that's the name underneath it. You know, I don't even know what all the acronyms stand for. I'm just going to say the Big Money bracket as you continue to go. They're tied for second place, man, with 19. One at the top with 24 in second place.
There's only one second place there, fella. Hold on, y'all, fella.
Oh, no. Y'all tied. I'm going to let you slide over there. The hate is real. We'll make sure we do that.
Oh, well, you know, I'm sorry I haven't made my way to your position yet, sir.
Whoa. Yeah, you're right. You know, I'm going to finish up for you. Tied for third. With eighth. I'm sorry. We won't be tied for third, but, you know, we at the third place rankings. It's me and El Chapo Dillinger. We're going to make sure we throw a shout out to him. He's up there with 18 also. Yeah, so El Chapo 18 and follow, you know, with the rest of everybody. We have some 17s, some 16s, and we will mess around. We ended up with 15s at the bottom. So, you know, things are going well so far. Everybody still has an opportunity to make it, besides my homie Joe, which hurts my heart because he has Oklahoma going to the finals. I don't understand that, but it's all good, man. You know, I think, honestly, and I shout out to the commish who has Arizona going to the Final Four. Actually, he's got them going to the national championship game. That's two more points he won't receive. But shout out to him. Everybody say hi and bye to the commish because he won't be there much longer. Let him get his first weekend rep on right now. That's fine. We'll take that. But, honestly, all jokes aside, it's a highly competitive thing, and I appreciate the people who got into it. I would like to hope that we get more of a standout next year because, you know, it's all for us, man. It's fun with friends, and it's good to talk about. And the bragging rights are, man, they're marvelous, man. I love it because it's like we see how we just make a small talk right now. You know, the upper hand goes a long way. It shows that you're knowledgeable and you got a little bit of luck on your side. You know, once again, it's sports talk with friends, man. So That's what we do.
Look us up on Facebook. Now, that's what we do. Facebook, Sports Talk with Friends, join a group, you know, like the page. But, you know, just bigger and better thing because, you know, we started off just with talking about fantasy football. Now we got March Madness, Pick'ems, everything. We got the Fantasy Baseball League coming up. So, you know, just like you said earlier, Joe, you know, we got a lot of things coming up. And then we also got this thing locally for Dallas where it's the Dads and Sons Spring Camping Trip. But we also got coming up, if anyone's coming to the draft out here, you know, we're also trying to do a little meetup for that.
So that's awesome,
a lot of
man.
Things going on
that.
In Sports Talk with Friends. You know, look us up. You know, we got that going. And, you know, I had put this up in the admins group, but eventually I see we're going to get to where we can be investment with friends. I like that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I like that. That sounds good. I'm down. I like that
that's
already.
That's what we're going
to
do.
And shout out to the commission for the draft idea, man, because I might be out there for the draft, and I would love to meet up because it's ways to do. You know, a lot of people don't like to travel because there's no reason for them to travel. But now to have a meet and greet and a meet up with your friends to talk sports, and also the fact of networking, man. Just network is your network, as he said. But, you know, if you got a good thing, and for one, you know, who would like to not experience going to the draft? And then you never know who you might meet and what plugs you might get while you're there, man. Like, just keep an open mind. Thank you for being in the group. But look, things are going to get bigger and better. And look, I'd rather you be in it to win it. That's the only way you can be able to get it, you know?
Right. Talking about winning, man, what this pot looking like? So, you know, I keep, you know, we keep posting about 15 members, but we actually got 16 teams. You know, shout out to the Big Baller Bracket. You know, he's out there in Israel, you know, fighting a good fight for us, working for the embassy. So, you know, big time difference, but I don't know what happened to his bracket, but, you know, we're going to blame it on technical difficulty, but we still got you. We just going to tally your points up at the end because my ADHD start kicking in when I start trying to do your bracket.
Well, I shout out, and once again, like, you know, it's regardless of the technical difficulties, as long as you do the most important thing, which I believe with any type of relationship from anybody, is just communicating. He communicated, he's in the game, and I'm going to throw another extra shout out to say thank you for the free money because it's coming to me. But on top of that, like the commission had the pot is over a couple of $100. So it's like 400, close to 500. But see, and the crazy part about it is a $26 entry fee to get you a couple of $100 for doing what? Clicking on a couple of buttons, making a couple of picks for some teams. You see what I'm saying? So who wouldn't want to get? And that, to me, I think that's free money. Because you're going to spend $25. You go eat something tonight, tomorrow, Friday night. Go eat something. You're spending more than $25 already. But I ain't doing nothing but bringing you back some gas. So you mess around and just put the $25 up, and we can make a couple of $100 easy. People go, and everything is legit, as you already know. The pot is going to be one by one, one by some. So just may the best man win. There's no gimmicks or glitches. You pick 63 games that you could pick, whoever get the most right. Simple. You tie, you get half or three or whatever the amount of people is. If you win, you get it all. Simple. Same thing we did with the pick'ems.
Exactly. So it's just easy, just like that. You know, and all it is, you know, you just having fun. You know, Sports Talk with Friends. You know, that's so, you know, you're having fun doing what you do, and it's like, you know, once you, like I said, it's all about commitment. I enjoy having fun, you know, and I really enjoy making money. No lie about
that's
that.
True.
You know, but, you know, one thing that captures my attention is making money. So that's one of the reasons why all our leagues is, you know, paid for. We, like Joe said earlier, we tried to do the, you know, we ain't tried, but we're actually doing the free league, and that's the one that's popping off. But, you know,
yeah,
we respect that. But moving forward, we really won't be having many free leagues. So, you know what I'm saying? Get your coins, get your confidence together. Because one thing I know that everyone in the group is, you know, they're not low. You know, they got money. You know, they got things going for themselves. They got substance. Let me say
that. True.
And that's one thing.
Hey,
that's one thing about the networking. Everyone in the group has something.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
the crazy part about it too is, like, you gonna get paid every week, even if you gotta put $10 to the side or $25 to the side, whatever the case is, you could be able to put that to the side to get to where you want to go. And, you know, it's crazy where, you know, it's always thieving people out there, and I'm sure everybody met them. But it's kind of backwards where you want to not put in, but see where you're going, and then decide that you don't want to participate while you're in it. We're trying to shut all that down. It's trying to be a positive type of league to do the things that we want to do. We don't want you to get in it to see that you are winning it. Hey, can you take my winnings off the top? my payment off the top of my window. No, not do that. Just be fair. Fair and honest to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to get cheated, nor do the next person want to get there. Like Khalid said, everybody got a little chump change. We're not saying this is no $500, $1,000 bracelet. Less than $100, man. It's not going to break you. You spend that even when you don't realize you're spending that.
Right.
You know, let us do what we got to do going forward, man. And like Khalid said, to piggyback what he said, we are doing this free stuff, and you better take advantage now because the free leagues is the leagues that you learn in. Because
right.
Once you start getting the pay leagues, ex-commish, deadline, 11:15 Thursday, yesterday, and he's like, hey, man, I thought I saw a couple of more brackets in there. Blank brackets or need to be in there. Now, we got some incomplete brackets, mm-hmm. but, you know, some people, sometimes things don't happen. But once again, we all adults. We got time to do it. There's no excuse.
Right.
Yes, you may work. They got apps on the phone. They got computers everywhere. You got time to do it, places to do it at. Decide if you want to do it, though. Well, let's not waste our time. We won't waste yours, man.
Exactly, and one step leads to the next. So, you know, we full circle, as you see. You know, the admin, you know, big up to the admin staff. Thank you for, being a part of, you know, the admin staff and getting things together because, you know, it may look easy on the outside, but on the inside, well, you know, it gets hot in the kitchen. Enough said.
Yeah,
you know,
it does. And we're working for y'all. We're not working for ourselves because we can easily
exactly.
do this for ourselves to go anywhere else. And it's making it easier on us. Well, you know, we're working diligently, weekly, daily. We're always communicating. How can we make this group better? What can we do going forward? And this is how this March Madness came about. And don't be surprised if you see a baseball playoff bracket pop up or hockey.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. You never know because people, it's sports and it's fun. You may be guessing on a hockey bracket, a golf bracket, a baseball bracket, but that guessing may win you some money. And, you know, competitiveness goes a long way, man. People get
right.
it.
Right, that's what makes it
why
worth
people
it.
Gamble. It's compulsive. And you gamble on, and the thing I love about sports, regardless if you bet your money on someone else that, and it's in their hands, once again, like it is in all these scenes, we still picking them ourselves. So you can't get mad at nobody but yourself for picking that wrong team.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm mad he missed that shot. Well, you should be mad at yourself for picking that team. I'm mad I picked Arizona. It's okay. But,
I know,
that's fine.
For real. You know, so I just X that off of my daughter's college list. So she ain't going to goddamn Arizona.
You see what sports do? The hate is
right.
She ain't going to Arizona.
She
ain't going to Arizona now.
Life change decisions just made on this bracket. Goddamn me. But, man, we about to close up this show. But, man, I'm telling you, it's always good, man. We definitely going to have to keep going, moving forward. And, you know, everyone, you know, be on the lookout in the group for Sports Talk with Friends. We're going to be doing a Sports Talk with Friends baseball group. We probably do that about $10. I definitely need y'all to get on board because we got the two-time champ, and he just really been showing out. So I need y'all help on helping me beat him. God, we coming for you.
That's what's up, man. We're gonna make it work, man. Fantasy baseball coming up shortly. Look, man, if you want to participate, put your name in the hat. Put your name in the hat. I'm going to be in there. I'm going to let you know right now, as I was leading fantasy football, I'm leading fantasy basketball. I might as well lead fantasy baseball, too.
You know, I think I'm going to have to send you a virus. What's your email address, sir? Every time you turn on your computer, they're going to be big one of them Walmart smiley faces looking at you. Hey! There's no more winner for you, though. I'm telling you. But, man, look, it was good hanging out. Thank y'all for listening and calling. But, look, this the Sports Chatter Show, this Uncle Leroy Jr. Don't say the Leroy without the Jr. Hey, Joe Easy, anything you got for the listeners before we roll out?
Yo, man, you know, as always, call me the top gunner, top getter. I'm always at the top. Never going to be at the bottom. Ain't no bottom feet, no catfish over here. So shout out to the world. I appreciate the commish, everything he and everyone else is doing. Hey, looking forward to talking to y'all next week, man. We'll be back on this thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And look. I'm trying to find a theme music. And guess what? And we out. Y'all be cool till next week.
Mike Lowry.
Now, where you at? Shout out to Mike Lowry.